Operation Portage is an investigation into a series of 13 distraction burglaries. Distraction burglaries is where they use some sort of trick in order to get into people's homes and steal from them. As I say, there's 13 distraction burglaries. They've happened all across Hertfordshire, including Hitchin, Royston, Hemel, Harpenden and Hatfield, etc. And also we believe that this could be linked to other offences, in fact further afield, such as Berkshire, Bedfordshire and Thames Valley.
And the cases, they're not aimed at sort of the typical family, they're aimed at vulnerable people, elderly people.
Yep, these particular offenders are targeting the society's most vulnerable, really. Victims have ranged from 77 up to 93. They tend to target elderly people's property in the daytime, midweek, pretending that they're there for some waterboard purpose, either neighbours got a blockage or we need to check your taps because you've got some sort of contamination in the system. Totally bogus and quite often getting away with family heirlooms, and a small quantity of cash has been taken throughout this series. They're targeting, as I say, the most vulnerable people quite often, and certainly on this series we've got people that are partially blind through to housebound individuals that suffer with various disabilities, really are the most vulnerable victims that they're deciding to prey on. Quite often there's more than one. On this particular series we're looking at least two offenders. One will knock at the door and give the trick that they're there for a blockage or something to do with their taps. They'll quite often lead the victim into their kitchen where they'll be messing around with the taps with the victim. Meanwhile, a second person will have slid into the address and searching the property and getting away with, as I say, cash and jewellery, stuff that they can easily handle and make off with. The quantities have been low, ranging from £20 to £1,000. But as we know, some elderly people do keep their life savings in their property, so that's more by luck that that hasn't happened. But certainly very sentimental jewellery has been taken, and let's not forget the impact on these victims will be with them for the rest of their life, and that's what we need to stop them targeting these people. There's not only the deterioration in health, but there's also this lack of trust of society in general from there on, really. Several become housebound, and the ones that are housebound actually are frightened to be in their own home. And it's really important that our unit make sure that we keep the families of these victims involved in our investigation, and we'll do everything we can crime prevention wise, both overtly and covertly, in order to stop these being victims of crime again. Our unit is one of the only units of its type in this, certainly in this area, and we've got an older person's liaison officer now. That her sole job is to deal with the victims and the families of such offences, and they will link in with all agencies, right through to the mental health teams or social services, Meals on Wheels, various charities, getting gardens cut for the elderly. They will put into place everything they can in order to ensure that that victim has got feels secure in their own home and can carry on and lead a relatively normal life after such an event, but unfortunately that's not always possible.